This is an RNIB talking book.
The Riddle of the Third Mile by Colin Dexter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Riddle of the Third Mile by Colin Dexter. Chapter 1. Monday, 7th of July, in which a veteran of the El Alamein offensive finds cause to recall the most tragic day of his life. There had been three of them, the three Gilbert brothers, the twins Alfred and Albert, and the younger boy John, who had been killed one day in North Africa. And it was upon his dead brother that the thoughts of Albert Gilbert were concentrated as he sat alone in a North London pub just before closing time. John, who had always been less sturdy, more vulnerable than the formidable, inseparable, and virtually indistinguishable pair, known to their schoolmates as Alf and Bert. John, whom his elder brothers had always sought to protect. The same John, whom they had not been able to protect that terrible day in 1942. It was in the early morning of 2nd of November that Operation Supercharge had been launched against the Raman Tract to the west of El Alamein. To Gilbert, it had always seemed strange that this campaign was considered by war historians to be such a miraculous triumph of strategic planning, since from his brief but not unheroic participation in that battle, he could remember only the blinding confusions around him during that pre-dawn attack. "The tanks must go through," had been the previous evening's orders.